Great. And then what are your salary expectations? This is a question that usually is best asked and discussed when it's been determined that you are the right person for the role. So have in your head an idea of what you need to live on and what your salary range, required salary range is, but try to avoid discussing the salary in too much detail before it's established that you want the job and that they would like you for the job. So it's typically something that comes towards the end of the conversation after you've clearly expressed how you can add value to the organization.
And we have a number of resources online on the Career Center's website as well as in the library that we'll cite later. But if you are, it's really important to do your research and know what your salary requirements are as well as what the range is for the type of position that you're interviewing for or the actual, having known what the position is.
So back to this question, tell me about yourself. Very important question again. It's what people want. They want to know how you're going to make a contribution to the company.
So you want to talk about, rather than saying, well, I graduated from SPU with a degree in history and I worked at the student union building and I also did an internship. A more effective way is to actually tell a story that illustrates some of your key skills and qualities as they apply to the particular job that you're applying for. Again, credentials, that's kind of, as we said, boring. Whereas if you can tell an example of how, well, I ended up working so many hours a week to put myself through school, that's much more interesting than just rattling off a bunch of credentials and degrees and certifications. And in the process, you want to communicate what some of your accomplishments that translates into your passions. And you come across as much more energetic and positive and interesting to a potential employer.